Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is March 20, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about PayU Assist reduces merchant queries by 70%. Cogni to support Apple Pay and Samsung Pay. PwnPay launches Visa Safe Click. MasterCard, Bunk expand collaboration. India's Lava mobile company launches Lava Pay. Card usage rules for international and online payments come into effect in India. The Hut Group to implement Laybuy's Buy Now, Pay Later service. OneDine to help restaurants with free tap and go tech. Contactless payments via cards soared across Turkey. Central Bank of Ghana waives fees for less than $18 mobile money transfers. COVID-19 pandemic highly affects e-commerce industry, study shows. Ebury powers global payments for Ciardito Agiarcola corporates. B2B fintech embraces VC amid market uncertainty. Weathering the coronavirus storm as a small travel business. How opening bank data can transform SMB lending. Now let's get started. PayU Assist reduces merchant queries by 70%. PayU Assist, an automated customer service, has achieved a 70% reduction in weekly merchant queries and a 95% reduction in retail buyer queries. The app is an automated self-service feature which reduced merchant queries from an average of 2.300 per week to 650 per week. The average resolution time for queries has lowered from 25 hours in September 2019, when the service was launched, to 2 hours in December 2019. Furthermore, merchants have access to support and can solve queries on their own. Earlier in 2020, PayU has also announced that it is in the process of acquiring a controlling stake in PaySense, an India-based digital credit platform, for an equity valuation of US$185 million. Cogni to support Apple Pay and Samsung Pay. The new digital banking platform, Cogni, has announced it will support Apple Pay and Samsung Pay. Cogni is a tap-to-pay Visa card and also an app, which, according to iMore, is supposed to offer no-fee digital banking accounts with no account minimums, free cash withdrawal at approximately 55,000 ATMs, free P2P transactions, virtual and physical debit cards, the ability to create single-use debit cards to protect from fraud and hidden recurring fees. Additionally, it provides multiple funding options, such as cash deposits through Visa ReadyLink, in-app check deposits, direct deposits, and ACH transfers. Besides Apple Pay and Samsung Pay, Cogni has confirmed that it will support Venmo, PayPal, and Square. PwnPay launches Visa Safe Click. PwnPay has launched Visa Safe Click, a one-click card payment feature, on its platform. This launch will enable Visa debit and credit cardholders to make streamlined payments on the PwnPay platform. Visa Safe Click will help enrolled users to make these payments for amounts up to €24, 2 Indian rupees, without entering an OTP or CVV. While on the PwnPay app, users with Visa cards will have the option to activate the new payment feature through a one-time validation process to register their card. Users can then carry out transactions on recharges, bill payments, or other use cases on the app. PwnPay is a platform which allows users to send money to each other and also pay bills. MasterCard, Bunk expand collaboration. MasterCard and Bunk have announced the expansion of their partnership to accelerate the growth of Bunk's card offerings in Europe. As part of the agreement, MasterCard is leveraging its international network to help the expansion of the Bunk Green Card into 30 European countries. Bunk Green Card, a metal MasterCard, aims to build a greener planet by planting a tree for every 100 British pounds or 100 euros spent. The sustainable Bunk Green Card was introduced in November 2019. Apart from planting a tree, the card itself is produced in an environmentally friendly way, from packaging to production. To date, the Challenger Bank has planted over 100,000 trees since the introduction of the initiative. Moreover, this initiative contributes to the recently launched Priceless Planet Coalition, a MasterCard platform to unite corporate sustainability efforts and make meaningful investments to preserve the environment. India's Lava Mobile Company launches Lava Pay. Domestic mobile company Lava has forayed into the mobile payment service market segment with the launch of the Lava Pay. The new Lava Pay enables users to make payments via UPI, Unified Payments Interface. The existing Lava feature phone users can get the app installed on their device by visiting any of the nearest service centers in India. Detailing on the functionality of Lava Pay, the feature users have to just go to the app and key in the phone number of the recipient. In the next screen, they should key in the amount that they want to transfer followed by the 4-digit UPI code. As soon as the transaction is complete, both the sender and the recipient will get an alert. The users check their account balance in a single click. Moreover, Lava Pay is a digital payment solution that doesn't require internet connectivity. Card usage rules for international and online payments come into effect in India. New guidelines that limit the use cases of all debit and credit cards that have not been used for international or online transactions have come into effect. As per the rules, the Reserve Bank of India (RBI) has asked all banks to mandatorily disable all the cards for online or international transactions if they have not been used previously for such transactions. The cardholders will have to decide if they want to enable online and international transactions facilities on the card or not. All such debit and credit cards will only be available for contact-based usage such as ATM and point-of-sales (POS) devices within India. Moreover, issuing banks will also have to provide the facility to control limits for all types of transactions whether domestic or international. The cardholders can also set limits on the transaction limits for POS devices, ATMs, online transitions, contactless transactions and others. Overall, the volume and value of transactions through cards have increased manifold over the years, and these steps are important to ensure the security of card transitions and reduce frauds. The Hut Group to implement Laybuys Buy Now, Pay Later service. Laybuy has announced a partnership with online retailer The Hut Group, THG, in a bid to offer access to its payment platform. Laybuy is a buy now, pay later service that partners with retail merchants. It divides the cost of purchases over 6 weekly payments and will be available across THG's brands now. The partnership will allow the retailer's clients to spread the cost of their purchases on different brands. The customers are expected to be provided with a flexible payment option at the checkout, with no additional cost. Laybuy Boost helps customers who want to purchase items beyond their credit limit by allowing them to pay the difference up front and spread the rest of their payments as they normally would. Earlier in 2020, Laybuy has announced that its interest-free Buy Now, Pay Later payment service is also available online with JD Sports in the UK, enabling the latter's customers to spread the cost of purchases over 6 equal weekly interest-free payments at the checkout. OneDine to help restaurants with free tap and go tech. Restaurant payment tech solutions provider OneDine has unveiled it will waive all setup and transaction fees to help restaurants during the COVID-19 outbreak. The company's initiative will enable restaurants to onboard free sensors in 72 hours, while the software integrates with most POS systems. Since touchscreens, along with the handling of money and card transactions, have presented an opportunity to spread germs, OneDine's Tap and Pay allows restaurants to remove the need for customer touchpoints in the following ways. The OneDine NFC and QR code tech lets restaurants use a QR code on anything, including coasters or even a sticker on a table that's easy to clean, or NFC technology. Customers can either tap the NFC sensor or scan a QR code and don't need a special app, only a smartphone. To keep restaurant customers and employees safe from frequently used touchpoints, OneDine provides some pieces of advice, including avoiding asking customers to use a shared touchscreen at all right now and limiting physical contact in the store. Contactless payments via cards soared across Turkey. The Interbank Card Center, BKM, has observed that contactless payments via credit and debit cards have soared across Turkey in February and March 2020. Payments made by contactless cards and mobile payments constituted some 15% of all market or store shopping in February, some 10% higher than the rate in the same month of 2020, according to Soner Kanko, the CEO of BKM. In the first 11 days of March, when the coronavirus outbreak knocked on Turkey's door, the rate of using contactless payment methods via cards and smartphones soared. Some 38.9 million credit cards, 55%, and 36.3 million debit and prepaid cards, 22%, used in Turkey comply with contactless payment technology, according to BKM. Payments using smartphones are also on the rise in Turkey. The number of mobile payments reached 376,000 with a 2.5-fold annual increase. Meanwhile, the volume of shopping via all sorts of cards in February reached US$13.1 billion in February with an annual increase of 29%. The rate of increase in payments by credit cards was 25%, whereas the increase in other cards was 52%. Central Bank of Ghana waives fees for less than US$18 mobile money transfers. The Central Bank of Ghana, BOG, has said all mobile money transfers of US$18 and below will attract no charges from service providers for the next 3 months, given the current circumstances. The bank has also increased mobile money daily limits and doubled the amount digital wallets can hold. The Bank of Ghana has agreed with banks and mobile network operators on measures to facilitate more efficient payments and promote digital forms of payments for the next 3 months. Thus, all mobile money users can send up to US$18 for free, excluding cash out. This includes sending to a recipient on the same network, or another network via the interoperability platform. Moreover, all mobile phone subscribers will be permitted to use their already existing mobile phone registration details to be onboarded for minimum KYC account. It's not about denying the reality, it's about being aware of the beautiful bits of reality. We all know the consequences of this pandemic, and yes, the follow-up will be extremely challenging, but good things happen too, so let's not ignore them. COVID-19 pandemic highly affects e-commerce industry, study shows. An e-commerce Europe survey has revealed the impact of the coronavirus outbreak on e-commerce in Europe, reporting that the current pandemic is already affecting online retail. According to the survey, 65% of the respondents indicated that they or their members, online merchants, expect the pandemic to lead to a decline in sales and a release of staff. This decline of sales can already be seen in sectors such as fashion, travel, and other service-based sectors. In contrast, industries such as food, healthcare products, products contributing to working from home, laptops, tablets, screens, etc., and being quarantined, freezers, etc., have seen a steep increase in sales. As a result of the focus on e-commerce in these growth sectors, some certain effects of the crisis on online retail are already visible. While 94% of respondents indicate that it is still possible to sell and deliver products in their own country and cross-border, members did stress that there are sometimes some practical problems depending on where online shops are selling to, for instance at the border, or which products they are selling. While delivery is thus still generally possible, between 55% and 60% of the responding members is currently dealing or expects to deal with delivery delays in the future. Around 65% of the companies and national associations currently expects a partial or complete closure of their business or that of their members during quarantine. This is also linked to whether or not a member state is in a far-reaching lockdown. For instance, in Italy, where the outbreak in Europe first hit, the closure of activities was declared already on the 13th of March, leading to strict restrictions to limit the movement of people. All trade and production activities that are not strictly necessary or not connected to the food and health case supply chain were closed. Despite this, online shops selling all kinds of products continue to operate. To achieve this, workers inside the warehouses are adopting very serious prevention measures. In the logistics sector, there are many difficulties. As people are only leaving their homes if strictly necessary, there has been an exponential increase in the demand for logistics services. Especially couriers for e-commerce and food deliveries are no longer able to keep up with the demand, leading to many delays and cancellations of deliveries. The situation in Italy gives an indication of what countries going into full lockdown could expect. In this perspective, notwithstanding the importance of ensuring that citizens do not spread the virus across Europe, it is imperative to keep the borders open to allow necessary cross-border product supplies and sales. Moreover, in instances of far-reaching lockdowns, the dependency on online retail becomes significant. Delivery operators and online retailers, especially SMEs, are going to need support from governments and authorities to fulfill this important function. EBRI powers global payments for Ciardito Agricola corporates. UK payments platform EBRI and Portuguese bank Ciardito Agricola (CA) have forged a partnership to allow the bank to work with more customers online and in a wider range of currencies, EBRI announced Thursday, March 19. The partnership will focus on carrying out foreign exchange transactions and will allow those who access EBRI's services to trade in over 130 currencies at competitive rates. Companies that traffic in international business sales and other import and export operations should find use with the partnership, the company said in a statement. Licinio Pina, president of the CA Group, said the partnership matched up with the bank's idea to offer services that minimize risk as much as possible. Duarte Albano Monteiro, country manager for EBRI Portugal, said the company was happy to be working with CA. He added that this was the first time a Portuguese bank had decided to use such services, working with streamlined technology to accelerate their levels of business. EBRI was formed in 2012 by partners Salvador Garcia and Juan Lobato. Since then, it has grown to accommodate 45,000 businesses in numerous countries, trading more than $23 billion in foreign exchange in the past year or so. The company was acquired last year by Spanish bank Banco Santander for the sum of $43 million, as the bank got a stake in just over 50% of EBRI. The company's focus on helping smaller businesses with technology to trade internationally was expected to be a boost for Santander. EBRI operated in 19 countries and expanded into Latin America and Asia once Santander got involved. EBRI lent its services recently to London-based Just Cashflow, which provides specialty lending services. With EBRI's help, the company was able to stay on top of things amid the confusion of Brexit, particularly relating to cross-border services. Executives with the company called the times ones of unprecedented upheaval. But with EBRI's help, the company was able to alleviate fears and apprehensions arising from the muddled and unexpected landscape of Brexit, according to executives. B2B fintech embraces VC amid market uncertainty. The current volatile business and economic climate is sure to have an impact on venture capital, but new analysis suggests startups shouldn't fret too much about their investment prospects. While a challenging road lies ahead, venture capitalists (VCs) are cooperating in a slew of new initiatives designed to support the startup community as coronavirus uncertainty compounds. Recent reports in TechCrunch noted Luma launch investor Laurent Grill is working to coordinate the venture capital community to ensure investment deals continue to flow and startups know where to turn to when they're ready to raise capital. However, Luma launch itself admitted to the publication it will focus on managing its current portfolio of startups rather than making any new near-term investment deals. Separate reports from CNBC this week highlighted an emerging limbo for startups and investors as VCs press pause on their funding plans while they wait for the volatility to subside. I don't see too many term sheets being issued in the next 2 to 3 weeks until there's more clarity, Propel Ventures general partner Ryan Gilbert told the publication. Still, analysts remain positive about the outlook of venture capital, and VCs are working with other industry stakeholders to explore how they can support their startups. This week's rundown of B2B fintech funding deals saw more than $76 million in fresh funding. It's unclear what the future holds for B2B startups, but for now, investors appear to remain optimistic about the sector even for companies based in some of the markets hardest hit by the coronavirus. Payhawk. With $3.2 million in new funding, corporate card startup Payhawk, based in Bulgaria with operations in Germany and the UK, will look to augment its paperless corporate card offering designed to ease employee spend and expense management friction. Earlybird's Digital East Fund led the seed round, while Tiny VC and several other individuals participated, reports in EU Startups said, adding that Payhawk plans to use the investment to expand in Germany. The company connects businesses to a range of corporate card-linked solutions aimed at streamlining employee spending and invoice payments, reporting, spend controls and analytics, with transaction data able to integrate seamlessly with businesses' existing bank accounts. Fiskusen. Also securing $3.2 million this week was Fiskusen, an Italian startup that offers a platform for small businesses and freelancers to manage operations like bookkeeping and tax management, as well as to access advisory services. Investors at United Ventures led the Series A funding round, while seed and angel investors also participated. Reports said Fiskusen plans to use the investment to expand its reach to more business customers and further build out its platform. Penta. Germany's Penta announced a $19.8 million funding round this week, reports in TechCrunch said, with the small business banking startup securing the investment from RTP Global. Existing investor HV Holtzbrink Ventures, ABN AMRO Ventures, VR Ventures and FinLeap also participated. Penta recently expanded its operations into Italy as it looks to connect small and medium-sized businesses (SMBs) with financial services to grow their businesses by working directly with SMBs, as well as collaborating with traditional players like BBVA. Vivriti Capital. Online enterprise debt platform and direct lender Vivriti Capital announced $50 million in Series B funding from LGT Lightstone Espada, VC Circle reported. The India-based company secured the investment about 1 year after raising funding from US-based backers. Vivriti Capital said it will deploy the newest investment toward its technological and analytics capabilities, as well as for strengthening its balance sheet for business lending operations. In addition to operating as a direct lender, the startup also works with other investors to provide underwriting and automation tools for their own lending operations. Weathering the coronavirus storm as a small travel business. For small businesses in the travel booking and management space, staying on top of cash flow is critical, but nevertheless a major challenge for resource-strapped firms. It's one of the reasons that software company Checkfront launched a decade ago, with investors earlier this month placing $9.3 million in Series A funding with the company. Just days after that announcement, though, national borders have closed and travel is plummeting, sending the industry into turmoil and leaving smaller operators particularly vulnerable. It's heartbreaking to see our operators having to go through this and weather it out, Check France CEO and co-founder Jason Morehouse told PYMNTS in a recent interview. In very many cases, they're on the smaller side, and certainly cash-dependent. Checkfront offers software for the operators of travel experiences, like tours and events, to accept and manage bookings, in a market that has taken a significant hit as travel plans are put on hold indefinitely amid the coronavirus pandemic. It's a particularly intense example of just how exposed these businesses are to global events like geopolitical disruptions and natural disasters, making proper cash flow management vital to the survival of many operators. Insurance against disruption. As Morehouse explained, the current state of global travel exemplifies why it's so important for small operators to obtain the proper insurance, with Checkfront recently launching a ticket protection tool that ensures operators are guaranteed payment, even when cancellations occur. We're seeing a lot of questions from our operators as to how to mitigate these cancellations, he said, citing the recent statistics that show just how steep the rise in booking cancellations has become. It may be too early to know the exact cancellation figures, but in a recent report by the Global Business Travel Association, per a survey conducted between March 4 and March 6, analysts found a 43% rise in business trip cancellations alone. Separate research from Skift, whose poll was conducted between March 13 and March 15, found that 46% of consumers had canceled their travel plans. And insurance products aren't a guarantee for travelers or travel booking providers, particularly at a time when insurance providers expect a sudden influx in reimbursement requests. Rather, one of the best forms of insurance against disruption is to maintain proper control over and visibility into cash flows, which Morehouse said can be particularly challenging for the travel industry in particular. Cash flow uncertainties. Among the biggest cash flow management challenges for travel operators is an inconsistency in payment timelines. Unlike many other industries, travel operators must offer flexibility in how they accept payments, with some travelers looking to pay at the time of booking, others wanting to pay upon completion of their trip, and still others interested in providing a down payment and paying the rest of their balance at a later date. Cash up front is always the best option, said Morehouse, but it's also imperative that these travel operators are able to accept their customers' preferred form of payment. That not only involves timing, but also allowing for a range of payment methods on both online and mobile portals. It's up to the way they run their business, or the way their customers are comfortable with, but predictions of cash flow are going to change based on that configuration, he said. Cash flow is pretty complicated to predict. Making matters even more complex is the challenge many businesses face in their reporting processes, and how this variety in payment collection impacts revenue recognition and accounting. Data to the rescue. Digitizing and automating back-office processes, from booking to payment acceptance to reporting, will help businesses obtain deeper visibility into cash flows and financial positions, with platforms like Checkfront able to make use of that electronic data for analytics purposes. Morehouse noted that working with technology providers that can alleviate the burden of manual data entry and analysis is crucial for businesses of all sizes in the travel industry. But particularly in times of such uncertainty, data analytics can be the difference between weathering the storm or shutting the doors for good. Similar disruption and cancellation spikes were seen during the Australian wildfires earlier this year, he said. The unfortunate truth is that there is no guarantee that all industry players will be able to survive the current volatility. But analysts are confident that the online travel industry will remain resilient. For those operators that endure, there will be future disruptions ahead, so having technology and analytics capabilities in place will continue to be of paramount importance for this market. It's always super important to have data, and the technology to collect those insights, said Morehouse. If you're working through spreadsheets, it really doesn't provide insight into your business to make important decisions around growth and defensibility. The most important thing is to get in front of the issue to make core decisions about your business. How opening bank data can transform SMB lending. Open banking's impact on small to medium-sized businesses (SMBs) continues to proliferate as traditional financial institutions (FIS) embrace the opportunity to unlock data for third-party platforms. Fintechs continue to push the envelope to see how far open banking frameworks can go in improving the SMB banking experience, and increasingly, SMB lending is shifting to the center of these collaborative efforts. In the UK, with open banking now more than 2 years old, the financial services industry has discovered that unlocking data can have a significant impact on the satisfaction of SMB borrowers, even facilitating easier bank switching for SMBs in search of a better user experience. But Michael Ellis, head of commercial at Equiniti Group's EQ Risk Factor, said the market is also quickly discovering that lenders themselves can benefit from unlocking data to improve SMB financing operations, and the UK's experience is quickly influencing the way SMB lenders approach open banking in other markets like the US. A win-win for banks and SMBs. With open banking driving bank-fintech collaboration and data sharing in the financial services space, partners have uncovered an opportunity to greatly improve the SMB borrowing experience. Regulation around open banking has certainly been of great benefit to businesses in the UK, opening up the market and enabling innovation with the differentiation of new players who, due to size, are able to bring changes to the market far faster than the traditional larger banks, said Ellis in a recent interview with PYMNTS. The user experience is one of the strongest drivers of data sharing initiatives today, with the ability for lenders to more seamlessly collect data on SMB borrowers making for a significantly less painful and faster onboarding experience. Unlocking data also means an easier bank switching process for SMBs in search of improved borrowing processes. But lenders themselves, even industry incumbents, are also quickly recognizing the potential that unlocking data has not only on improving the SMB borrowing experience, but on significantly improving their own internal operations, particularly when it comes to risk mitigation. Ellis cited that benefit as a key motivation behind EQ Risk Factor's recent partnership with Codit, an accounting integration API provider that will enable EQ Risk Factor to wield Codat's API to facilitate the sharing of SMB data to lenders. Automated and accurate data aggregation means enhanced underwriting processes, particularly when data sharing occurs beyond SMB's bank account data and begins to include a wider set of data from accounting and other platforms. For lenders, unlocking data also means strengthened fraud mitigation. This is particularly important in the supply chain finance arena, where heightened scrutiny of buyer-supplier payment practices has elevated pressure on financiers to take a closer look at corporate balance sheets and potential indicators of financial trouble before any payables are financed. Whilst the lenders we work with have traditionally focused heavily on invoice data and verifications, the reality is that a business with financial pressures is more likely to commit fraud, explained Ellis, adding that, especially in today's market of uncertainty and volatility, fraud and default risks are certainly on lenders' minds. Early warning indicators and data validation from multiple sources provide an opportunity for lenders to create a positive dialogue where they both manage their position between and improve customer experiences. The US's open banking path. The UK's experience with open banking continues to be closely monitored in other markets around the world, including the US, where data sharing is gradually taking hold even without a regulatory mandate. While more financial service providers in the US are embracing opportunities to unlock data for third-party platforms, adoption of open banking remains relatively limited in the context of SMB lending. The roadmap to regulation has been in place in the UK for some time now, but it did take a while to drive implementation, particularly for larger businesses which often sit on different platforms to smaller businesses, said Ellis. He noted that companies like EQ Risk Factor have a lot of work to do to demonstrate the value of unlocking financial data for US banks, including in the area of SMB banking, but progress is being made. As that value is realized, Ellis noted an array of areas in SMB banking and finance that stand to gain from open banking frameworks. Enabling financiers across lending products, from supply chain finance to asset-based and unsecured loans, to collaborate supports the development of best practices in risk mitigation, with data sharing a crucial component. He also pointed to the opportunities of historical data analytics to assess risk before an SMB is ever onboarded, enabling financiers to deepen ties between risk management, sales and marketing. And looking ahead, said Ellis, risk mitigation also stands to gain from unlocking data in other areas of the enterprise like procurement and payments, especially as businesses embrace blockchain for many of these functions. There are limitless possibilities for the enhancement of business client lending improvements through the use of data sharing, he added. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.